Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Boom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic, a sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, back in the podcast dojo. It is the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio, because 4 hours a night, in the middle of the night, not enough, 8 days a week, as this podcast, a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, and you hear Danny G on with Covino and Rich during the week on Fox Sports Radio. And we thank you for finding the podcast available on demand as you are listening right now. Whenever your heart desires, you can find this podcast wherever you found it, anywhere you get podcasts. The iHeart Podcast Network, available worldwide in all the different podcast zones that you can go to. But Danny G, we are back at it again. We had the global review of the Maller meet and greet on the Friday podcast, but there are still more tales to be told from the Naked City. And we have those tales. The streets are talking, and we'll have some more of those tales here on this, the Saturday podcast, including a root beer delight, which key, the Baker's surprise, and a meaty showdown. So we have a lot of content, and we'll jump right into it. We're going to do a belly whopper. So I mentioned the Maller meet and greet on Saturday, last Saturday, a week from today, we had the Maller meet and greet. We went over the details. So I was there in Minnesota on Sunday and Monday, and on Sunday I did something that's just very out of character for me and the wife. We decided, we enjoyed going to Lake Minnetonka so much. And I went online. I was like, what's the biggest lake in Minnesota? I want to go to the biggest. I don't want to go to the second or the third or the fourth biggest. I want to go to the biggest. Go big or go home. So I did a quick Google search, just Google, or in my case, Bing, because I like to get the points so I get those Amazon gift cards. So I Binged it. And it said, this is not only the largest lake in Minnesota, this is the largest freshwater lake in the world. It happens to be in Minnesota. And so this is a real Laker trip, not the LA Lakers, the real Lakers, the Minnesota Lakers. So I got up, Danny, at the crack of dawn with my wife. We got up at 6 a.m. on Sunday. 6 a.m. on Sunday. to make the trip all the way up the state of Minnesota to the North Country, to the North Star of Destination Duluth. And that is the home of one of the ports of Lake Superior.
Oh.
Yeah, so another one of the Great Lakes. Now, I've been to, now that I've been to Lake Superior, I've been to Lake Michigan many times, Lake Erie. What are the other Great Lakes? I'm trying to think if I've been to the other. I know I've been to Lake Erie. I've been to Lake Michigan. I've been to Lake Superior. I'm trying to think if I've been to any of the other Great Lakes. I think those are the only three I've been to. I think there's a couple other ones, right, that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, there's Ontario and Huron.
Yeah, I've not been to those. Where is Lake Huron? Is that Michigan?
I want to say that's Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Ontario I've not been to. So anyway, it was very cool to be at Lake Superior. It is literally the largest lake in the United States and the largest freshwater lake in the world. As my wife and I had the same look on our faces. We go to the lake, you pull up through, you come down a hill into Duluth, because the city of Duluth, most of it is on the hillside overlooking Lake Superior, the way they built it. And this, you might as well be at the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean. As far as you can see, is nothing but water. But yet, this is not an ocean. It's a lake, and it's mind-blowing the size. But it's a 2.5 hour drive. The reason we had to get up so early is we had a 2.5 hour drive up to through the heart of Minnesota, where there is literally nothing, by the way, Danny, nothing but trees and random empty lakes. And that's about it. There's nothing else in Minnesota. Almost hard to find a gas station in Minnesota out on the back roads of the state. So, but we had a trip to Duluth planned, and we were going to go on a boat tour of Lake Superior. So the thing left at 9:30. We had to get there at 9. So we got up at 6. We got on the road at 6:30 to drive up there. And here's a fun fact. You want a fun fact? You can't handle a fun fact.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, on the edge of our seats.
I know. This is going to blow your mind. Alf the Alien Opiner and Ferg Dog are going to love this one. So Lake Superior is so large.
How large is it?
It is so large that it could hold the water from all of the other Great Lakes combined, along with three more Lake Eries. That is how big this thing is. It's crazy. Yeah. It spans from Minnesota through Wisconsin, that peninsula of Wisconsin, and then also above it, there's Canada. So it's ridiculous.
Think maybe that's why they named it Superior?
it's a size thing. It's clearly a size thing. I like the extended wiener.
How dare you?
So then the other big surprise was, man, look at the pollution in Lake Superior. The water is like the color of shit. What happened, right? You're like, oh, man. My wife's like, the water looks disgusting. It's like the color of coffee. And the locals, though, say it is a root beer delight. The water in Lake Superior, and I had no idea. I'd never been there. How would I know this? But in Duluth, Minnesota, the water is brown. Now, it's a light brown. It's a root beer color on the North Shore, and the reason that is, I looked it up, I was like, what the hell is going on with this? I don't understand. Like, this is disgusting. And they claim that it's from the streams that lead into Lake Superior. The water, it comes from the plants. It's not so much the iron. And they say it's very common after they get rain that the lake will go a darker shade of brown because of the various rivers.
Oh, okay.
Lead into Lake Superior. But if you just look at it and you have no concept of that, it looks like poopy water or coffee water. And it was interesting. And so I enjoyed my time in Duluth. I did not know what to expect. We've had callers. We had a guy working at a Hotel Ryan from Duluth years ago. It was a big star caller on the show. He got married. He had kids. He stopped stop calling the show. But it was freaking freezing here by our California standards. It was, we got to Duluth and we got ready to go on the boat. It was 51 degrees. The wind was howling and the estimated wind chill factor, it was in the low 40s or the high 30s. And we sat on the very top outside, Danny, on the boat. We were outside on the boat and got taken around the harbor there of Lake Superior. And then when we got done with that, we tried to warm up a little bit, went to Costco to get gas because we had a long drive back. So there is a Costco in Duluth. We went there. I was disappointed, though, because the price of gas was pretty much the same as the other stations. I think Minnesota is one of those states they do not allow Costco to lower the price too much for competitive reasons, which I think is ridiculous. But whatever. So we got gas there, and then we went to this shopping area. They have this big mall, of course, indoor mall, because you don't want to be outdoors in Duluth most of the year. And we went to this local burger place. There's like a brewery burger place. And had my first ever poutine burger. I never had a poutine burger. Not bad, by the way. Not bad. It was like a barbecue poutine burger. And it was so wild because this shopping center, Danny, was right up against Lake Superior. So we were walking through the different stores. I'm going to send you a photo here. I want you to check this out just to prove I'm not lying. So we walk through this big shopping center. And, you got a bite to eat. We're walking around the different stores. And these stores are right up against Lake Superior. So, like, there was a kitchen store. Let's see if I can find this. I get a lot of random photos. So there's a kitchen store. And then right behind the kitchen store is this most amazing view of the lake. Like, it's, like, right there. It's in all its magic and all its glory, this massive Lake Superior. And it was nuts. It was absolutely crazy as I try to find said photo.
Miles and miles of poop water.
Oh, that was behind it. Yeah. Let me see. I can show you the, all right, I found it here. So there's a picture. I won't tell you what's in the picture, but you gotta zoom in a little bit here, Danny, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Cause this is just like a regular store or whatever. And it's back is to the lake. And so you can get you see the photo there. It should have come through now. You can get any kind of kitchen supplies you need at the kitchen company.
Yeah. I see the kitchen supplies.
Yeah. Look, now zoom in a little bit. You see behind that? That is.
Oh yeah. So it looks like you're on the lake still.
Exactly. It looks like you're in the lake. And it was right behind it. This place called Fitker's was the shopping center. I guess it's an old brewery in Duluth. And it was very cool. I had a good time. I had a fun time there. And I don't know that I'll ever be back, if I'd be a one and done. But it was worth it. And I had a good trip and nice meal. And then headed back because I had to go see my brother back in Minneapolis and had some more things to do. Had to go check out the different stadiums around Minnesota. So we did that. We'll get to that later in the podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's all about the key, but which key is it about, Danny? That's the question. Which key is it about?
You know, like you, Ben, I had a traffic incident.
Uh-oh.
We have that in common. The difference is mine was almost on TV.
Oh, no.
So I'm trying to get home to watch the game. I was doing post-production for Covino and Rich after the show. So I get the podcast stuff up, and I run to the parking garage. I get on the freeway, and of course, Sherman Oaks is slammed. 405, not moving. 101, not moving. It's traffic hell. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm listening to the game on the radio. It's fine. But I'm like, want to get home, have some dinner, watch the game the rest of the second half at home.
Daddy.
Finally to Woodland Hills, and traffic is clearing up now to where I can at least move. Gaslight comes on. If I don't stop and do it now, there's no way I'm going to do it the next day in the morning. It just sucks. So I'm like, I got to deal with this right now before I get home. So I exit Shoop, and you might know where that is in the valley. You know, it's an easy off-ramp. There's a couple of gas stations right as you turn off of the off-ramp. So I get off, put gas in, and then I tail it. Instead of going on the boulevard, I go up onto the surface street. This frontage road takes you all the way to Valley Circle, probably behind like five cars waiting to go left back onto the freeway. The light changes. Nobody moves. The light goes to red. Nobody has moved. What in the world is going on? And I'm thinking, God, there's got to be an accident or something up there. So I'm craning my head. I'm pushing my head out the window, trying to look far ahead. And I do see some sirens. It must be a fender bender or something up there. And they have this freeway on ramp blocked. What do I do? I'm listening to John Ireland, and I'm like, God, I got to get home and see the rest of this on TV. No offense to John Ireland. But as you know, Ben, listening to a game and watching it, just two different animals.
Yeah. And John Ireland, of course, a member of the Fox Sports Radio Alumni Association.
Yes.
He did a show with Stephen A. Smith, of all people. But you'd rather watch the game. You want to sit down on your sofa. Yeah. And
I know my wife, he had dinner waiting. Yeah. And they're all watching the game. And I'm like, I want to get home. So now I had an executive decision to make. There's a double line, you know, to the left of me. So I'm thinking, should I take a chance and do an illegal U-turn and go catch the frontage road to go up to the next freeway on ramp? I'm so happy, Ben, that I took a couple of beats here. And this just goes to prove, think about it before you make a move. As I finally decided to turn my wheel left and break the double lines, as I'm starting my illegal U-turn, I stopped just for a moment because I'm like, this is eerie. No cars have been coming this direction. It was almost like they blocked off, you know, both lanes, mine and the oncoming lane. And I was like, man, is a cop going to see what I'm doing and then come after me?
Who, me?
Thank God, Ben, because right as I finally decide to start turning my wheel to the left, a Harley comes blasting. He has to move his bike to avoid the nose of my car, which is now starting to stick out into the oncoming traffic. Coming behind him is a string of CHP officers, After another, after another, after another. I'm not shitting you. 15 to 17 cruisers are chasing this guy.
Wow.
Ben, I was in the middle of a Los Angeles car chase.
That's authentic LA. And when you think of LA, you think of the bacon wrapped hot dog and you think of the car chase. And you experienced that. And what was it like, Danny, when you look around and you saw the helicopters over your head? I assume they were there, right, for the local TV and whatnot. So
I'm hurriedly trying to get my wheel back to the right to get myself back into my lane. Now that I know what's going on, my nose of my car is still sticking out a little bit. And my heart is going super fast because I'm like, holy shit, that's definitely a car chase. So I quickly open up my Spectrum app on my phone, and I'm now watching this on Fox 11. And this guy, this Harley guy, is being chased. And on my phone screen, graphics say, man with gun on motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm like, holy, I almost took out the guy that they were chasing. I'm freaking out. I call my wifey and I was like, hey, turn on channel 11. And she's watching it. And she's like, what's going on? We're trying to watch the Lakers game. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I almost hit the guy that they're chasing. And she's like, what are you talking about? So I'm explaining it to her. I get home. We're watching the Lakers game. And I told her, I said, you know, LA, as soon as they catch this guy, they will then post the entire chase with the aerial view and the, you know, the anchors all covering it. Yeah. And of course, this is on Facebook and other apps where you see people after the fact watching the whole thing and then commenting.
Yeah.
So I quickly went through the video, found the part where he got to Valley Circle, and I took a still shot of my car almost hitting him. By the way, Ben, the lady news anchor was on with a retired police officer, and as he almost hit the nose of my car, they both said, ooh, oh, that was close.
That's great. Now, here's the question, Danny. If you had actually made contact with the Harley, would you, A, have been seen as a good Samaritan that was helping the police out, or B, a guy that was a douchebag trying to cut in line? Which one would it have been, Danny?
You have very good radio instincts, Ben, because that's why I named this Which Key. Would it be the key to the city or the key to the slammer? Because I would have took out the guy they were chasing, but I also would have done an illegal U-turn. So would they have given me a pass on the traffic violation?
Well, here's what they would have done. The police would have said, well, we do not want good Samaritans to injure themselves, but we are happy that it worked out this way. This person helped us out. So I think you would have been okay, Danny. I think you would have been in good shape, but that's wild, man. I've never been that close. I've been on the freeway when those things happen, on the highway when the chases have gone by on the other side, but never been in the middle of one. Never.
The next day on Covino and Rich, I got to tell the story. And Dan Byer said that the problem I would have had was with my insurance company, because he says they would not have covered the damages to my car.
Oh, because you made the illegal turn. You were violating.
So I could have got a high five from the mayor and I could have been a big hero, but then I would have been left with a destroyed car.
I did see the photo you sent me, the car chase, and I see the Danny G Mobile, which is like a Superman car there, and you're clearly crossed over the double line, and then there is a Harley, a white Harley, which you say is evading police. Yes. LAPD pursuit in San Fernando Valley right there, and it does look like you are the only car crossed over the double yellow.
I would have clobbered that guy.
Yeah, or he would have clobbered, he would have driven in the side of your car, right?
Yeah. My car's built like a tank. I think I would have been okay, but he might have flown over his handlebars.
Dude, you could have killed the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. It ended up a happy, yes, happy story for Danny G, although not happy for your Lakers. Unfortunately, Danny, it did not quite go so well for the Lakers.
But you know what, Ben? They played 17 extra games that I didn't expect. Right. And as I learned from you, making the Final Four is a pretty big deal.
Well, no, when you're the Clippers, that's a big deal. But I was told the standards are different for the Lakers. That's what I was told to me.
No, it's a big deal for any team.
No. I was told, you guys all told me it's not that big a deal. Don't get all excited about it. We're the Lakers. We don't get excited about the Final Four. Anybody on the Clippers is a half of what Kobe Bryant is. Edited audio is what that is. The Baker surprise here. So during my long drive back from Duluth to Minneapolis, Tales from Maller's Travelogue. So on our way back, me and the wife, we get back to Minneapolis, back to civilization, and we were trying to find a cinnamon roll place in Duluth. There was this place called Sir Benedict's, but they called it Sir Ben's. So I wanted to go there because I wanted to get a shirt that said Sir Ben's on it. I thought that would be kind of funny. But they were closed on Sunday, a day of God, and so a day of rest, and so they were closed. So on the way back, I was jokingly pointing out to the wife, I was like, hey, you promised me a cinnamon roll. I want a cinnamon roll.
Once you get something like that in your craw, you can't let it go.
Yeah, so she goes on her phone. She starts Googling bakeries in Minnesota, and she says, I got one. We're going to try this place out. It's a local mom-and-pop bakery. And so she types it into the map app on the phone. And so we're going down the highway there in Minneapolis. We get off on 36th Street and turn left. From downtown, 36th Street, turn left. That's the off-ramp. And we're cruising along. We're looking for the bakery, cruising along. And we go up a couple of blocks. We make one turn. And as we're driving off in the distance, okay, we get the ultimate baker's surprise. On our way to the bakery, I see in the horizon these two giant, like they're probably 7 feet tall, fists in the sky, right? They're made out of like a statue, but they're not a well-made statue. They're just kind of put in the middle of the street. There's a traffic circle. And
it looked like paper mache?
Yeah, kind of. It was large, but it was like paper mache. And there's this roundabout. And then behind it is a liquor store. And there's a bunch of signs up. We couldn't really make out what the signs were, but we knew we were in an interesting part of Minneapolis. And Danny, you want to take a guess? This turned out to be one of the most notorious intersections in American history in Minneapolis.
Oh, no, I'm not familiar with this.
That intersection is where George Floyd was murdered.
Gotcha.
Back in 2020.
I always forget that it happened in Minnesota.
I knew it happened in Minnesota. In fact, I was telling my wife, the one area we probably should not go to is that area. Just because I didn't know what was going on there. But we didn't know where we were going. We just typed it in the GPS and we ended up cruising right by there. There's a big mural for George Floyd that's there. The liquor store is still there. There's a bunch of random protest signs that are out in the roundabout in front of the liquor store. I mean, it was really wild, Danny. I mean, I did not want to go there. I thought, you know, whatever, it's not a place for me to visit. And then we ended up there and we drove by, but I saw the spot where the incident happened right in front of the liquor store there. And it was really interesting to think about. I mean, what had happened there and everything that happened since then, that event in Minnesota, which happened, the third anniversary was on Thursday of this week. So just a couple days ago was the third anniversary back in 2020 of the event. So it was interesting. We did eventually get to the bakery. They were out of cinnamon rolls, so that was also disappointing. But I did get a donut, which was pretty good, and all that. So that was pretty cool. So I got that, and that was my
bakery. Now, were there still people visiting that area, or was it more like the mural and the signs and stuff were just left from the past?
No, there were some signs for different people that had been, according to the signs, had been the victims of brutality from law enforcement.
Oh, so gotcha. Okay.
That's kind of like the staging here. I don't know how to describe it properly, but that's where if you have something to complain about or protest about or there's an injustice, you put the sign up in that area. There weren't too many people there. It wasn't like it was overwhelming the area. But it was only a couple of miles from where we were staying. It was like everything's real close in Minnesota. There's not a lot of distance between anything in Minneapolis and St. Paul. I got to walk across, by the way, the Mississippi River, which was kind of cool. I can add that. I walked across the Brooklyn Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's this other bridge in Minnesota where it goes right across the Mississippi River, the mighty Mississippi River. And well, that was pretty cool.
Important, very important question.
Yes.
They were out of cinnamon rolls. So what did you order at the bakery?
So I got a donut, and then there were some other pastry type things that my wife recommended that we picked out.
You don't sound too thrilled.
I did not. It was not. When you want a cinnamon roll, you need a cinnamon roll. You don't need this other stuff. You don't need it. And I didn't get my cinnamon roll. I did get it later. I got a different kind of a cinnamon type roll thing. But it was the Mississippi River. It's a stone arch bridge. So it's this old bridge that was designed for railroads. And then once the railroad track, they took it off the bridge, you could walk from side to side across the Mississippi. And it was cool. It was neat. You know, someone that's not normally around the Mississippi River. And we saw the original Pillsbury factory where Pillsbury started in Minneapolis, and that was kind of neat as a kid that grew up on Pillsbury, and there's a street named after him, and so that was all kind of
That's a very cool looking bridge.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. It's great. The skyline's behind it, and you can see the water going through. That's the end of boat travel. You can't go past that point from the south. Like if you're coming from the Gulf Coast and you're going up the Mississippi, that's where you have to get off the boat because they can't go over. There's a little waterfall thing that they're not able to go over. So it's pretty cool.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We have a little time left. I wanted to get to the meaty showdown. We'll get back to the normal bits that we do next week with the let's get scientifical and all that other fun stuff that we have. We'll get to that next week. But I did want to give you the meaty showdown, if you will. So my trip to Minnesota was filled with burgers, but not just regular burgers, burgers filled with cheese, the local culinary delight. As we chowed down and we went big in the Twin Cities, I want to thank Greg, who is a fan of this podcast and a fan of the radio show. He's a retired chef. And I also want to thank Al, among others, who recommended the Big Three, the holy land of the Juicy Lucy. Now, to give you an idea of how crazy this trip was food-wise, I'm fasting. I cut back my fasting a little bit, but I still fasted every day. We landed about 1 o'clock on Friday. I was up all night from the overnight show. I had not gone to bed. I pulled an all-nighter, and I didn't use what Jed Who Fled uses. There's no Adderall. I just, whatever. So I get to town at 1 o'clock. We get to town at 1 o'clock. We get the rental car. We can't check into the place we're staying till 3 o'clock. So we had some time to burn. And before getting to the place we were staying, me and the wife were like, you know what? Let's go get our first meal in Minnesota. Why not? The plan was we were going to go eat. We're going to go back, take a nap, and then go back out again for more food. Why not? So me and the wife, we drove over to St. Paul, which is real close. It was like a 10-minute drive. And we went to this place called The Nook. This was Greg's choice. He said it's the number one Juicy Lucy in the Twin Cities. So we had cheese curds. I had the traditional Juicy Lucy. My wife had
You looked up the Nook's menu on a previous podcast.
Yes, we talked about that. The Paul Molitor was on there. So I went to the Nook. We ordered the cheese curds. I had the traditional Juicy Lucy, which was delicious. Chef's kiss. The curds. This is going to offend my brother who lives in Wisconsin, but these were the top cheese curds we'd ever had at the Nook. They were perfectly balanced, proper amount of cheese, proper amount of crunch, proper amount of oil. They weren't too heavy. They weren't too light. They were perfect. Just wonderful. The burger, though, there's an art to eating a Juicy Lucy. And here's the art, Danny. You got to have patience. They tell you, and they saw we were a couple of noobs when it comes to the Juicy Lucy. Like, we were not experienced. And so the person at the Nook's like, listen, you got to wait 3 to 5 minutes. Otherwise, you're going to burn your tongue and the roof of your mouth. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I didn't really believe the guy, but I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So I set a timer on my watch. My wife thought that was funny that I set a timer. I didn't want to burn my mouth.
You can't count to 3 minutes.
No. You remember the last time I burned my mouth when I made pizza and then I decided to eat the pizza very quickly and I sounded like Lou Holtz for 2 weeks because I had a lisp because I burned my tongue. So I was like, I'm not going to get injured on this. I'm not. So whatever. I set my timer. I end up biting into that Juicy Lucy and it was still scalding hot. It was still scalding hot, but it was wonderful. And then over the course of the weekend, at different points, we ate at the other two locations, Matt's and 528. Now, you know how in L.A. there's a great debate about whether or not the French dip started at Cole's or Philippe's, the two famous restaurants. So in Minnesota, there's a debate. Is it Matt's or is it 528? They go back and forth. And so we ate at Matt's after the Mallard meet and greet. I mentioned I couldn't eat anything, didn't have time to eat, just had a glass of water. So we went out. We actually watched the end of the Laker-Nuggets game, which was game 3. Watched that from Matt's. And I'll give you the positives and the negatives of Matt's. Now, the positives, solid burger. The decor had a good charm to it. It looked like it was the same as it had been 70 years ago when the place opened. Hadn't changed anything. The negatives, cash only. So no credit cards, which is a nuisance in this modern world where we pay for everything with credit cards. Not a lot of room. It was an older place. That was part of it was a blessing and a curse because it was really cool because it was old, but it was kind of tight. It was small.
Yeah.
Pretty expensive.
Did it seem like they cleaned 70 years ago as well, or?
Well, the last time they cleaned was about 50 years ago. So not 70. They cleaned about 50 years ago. And so we went there. And then went to the 528 on Sunday night. We went to the 528 with my brother. Positives on that. Nice big location, lots of parking, large portions. We ordered onion strings, and they gave me enough onion strings to fill Lake Superior. It was that many onion strings. The burger was big. However, I docked 528 points because the burger was undercooked. I can't handle that. It was disgusting. It was not cooked well enough.
Send it back?
No, I didn't send it back. I don't want to be that guy.
Bad job by you.
The overall quality, I didn't think it was up to the other restaurants. Like, the portion size was awesome. But anyway, the Maller report card on this meaty showdown, the ultimate report card on the Juicy Lucy. So the Maller report card, Juicy Lucy, 1 to 10, with 10 being a masterpiece. 528, I gave that only a 6. The reason I gave it a 6 is because the portion size, I'm guessing if I went back there and they actually made the burger the right way and it was a little more well done, I'd actually like it. But they didn't, so I docked them points. So I only gave them a 6. Matt's, I went pretty high on this one. I gave it an 8. And the reason I gave it an 8, I thought the burger was pretty good. I did like the ambiance. I docked it a point because it was a cash-only situation. They did not give large enough portions, so I gave that a minus 1 point also. So I ended up with an 8. And then the Nook on a Maller report card, 1 to 10, with 10 being the greatest of the greatest, I gave the Nook a 9.5. A 9.5. Wow. I love the Nook in St. Paul. I recommend it. I give it the Maller stamp of approval. They're not paying me to review this. They didn't give me free food. I loved it. In fact, we loved it so much, Danny.
Our
last stop on the way back to the airport, after we checked out of the place we were staying, the final meal we had in Minneapolis was the Nook, and I ordered the Paul Molitor. I had the Paul Molitor, and it had the pepper jack in there, and it was very messy, very messy. There was cheese everywhere, gooey cheese all over. I got my shirt stained with cheese. I enjoyed every second of it. St. Paul is beautiful. I went to the state capitol in St. Paul. Check that out. And it was just awesome. It was great. So good job by the Nook. It's right across from this baseball field at the local college in St. Paul. There's a grocery store on the other side. There's a gas station on one other corner. But it was great. It was all, there's a barbershop, little barbershop there. So that is the...
Man, Mother Nookers. They're doing a victory lap right now when they hear this news, Ben.
It was great. The Nook was wonderful. And if I make my way back to Minnesota, I will go there again. I also did visit quickly... Danny, I visited all of these sporting venues. None of the teams were in town. They were it was so funny. We were at a arcade on Friday night watching the Twins game as they were playing the Angels, which is not far from the North Woods where the Maller Mansion is in Southern California. So we're watching the Twins play the Angels while I'm in Minnesota and they're in Southern California.
So that must have felt weird.
That was a little awkward. But then I went to Target Field, went to the Viking Stadium, went to the Target Center, and that whole area, wandered around there. My wife thought we were going to get shanked because we went around sundown. There's like a zombie apocalypse in downtown Minneapolis, Danny. Just like you see in L.A. or San Francisco or New York, it's no different. It is scary. There's a bunch of crackheads walking around and totally disheveled and messed up, and you don't know what they're doing, and you know it's not legal, whatever they got going on. And fortunately, we did not get shanked, and I did take some photos. Maybe I'll post some of those photos today from around Minnesota. I'll do it this weekend at some point. But I went to all the stadiums. Viking Stadium's amazing. That's where the old Metrodome used to be, that site, I'm told. Twins ballpark looked good. Target Center, the house that Patrick Beverley built, that great play-in championship a couple years ago for the Timberwolves. So, good times. Good times all around. And I think we'll get out on that. Anything else, Danny, you want to promote Saturday in the city?
No, man. Saturday is for our podcast. So, thank you for downloading. And, of course, we'll be back with the Mail Mother Sucker tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, the mailbag on Sunday. And really, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Tell a friend, word of mouth advertising. You've been so great about that. We do appreciate it. We'll have the mailbag for you tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday, and we will catch you next time.
I'm going to go get a cinnamon roll right now. Yeah. Later, skater.
Watch your GPS, though.
Bye, Felicia.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.